Welcome back to another episode of the Anxious Creative Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here because today I have a juicy topic that is going to help you understand your clients better. But first, I have to tell you about next week's episode, which is all about how to say no to your clients. I know, that's like so scary. I know you've been there and you can struggle with this, and I can't wait to share with you how to make it easier and still win over your clients every single time. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on next week's episode. But back to today's episode, because I mean, that's why we're here. We're getting ahead of yourself, Dawn. We're chatting about the five reasons why clients leave you. I mean, it's hard not to take it personally when a client doesn't come see you anymore, or, you know, you see them in the grocery store and they kind of avoid eye contact and you can tell that they got their hair done somewhere else and you're like, what did I do wrong? And I know that you're like me and you go like internal and going, did I mess something up? Did I miss something? What did I do? And so after listening to today's episode, you're going to walk away knowing that sometimes losing a client isn't about you, and sometimes losing a client is about you, but for different reasons than you're actually thinking. And that building a clientele is not a linear process. I mean, there's going to be so much more in this episode and you're going to love it. So get ready, friends, because you are going to have such a wild ride with this episode. But before we dive right in, I have something very exciting in the works that I'm spilling the beans about right now. I'm hosting a Build Your Business Bootcamp that's coming up in just a few weeks in January. It's a 5-day free challenge to help you attract clients you love, how to set boundaries properly, get organized in your business. I mean, I know we don't talk about that very often, but we all feel like a disorganized mess, and how to actually set your prices properly. I'm going to personally guide you through all the good stuff every single day. So if you're in, click the link in the show notes and join this free challenge Facebook group. Don't be like me and say, you'll go do it later. It's like, oh yeah, that's a great idea, Dawn. But like, pause this right now, go click, because if you forget, you'll miss out. And I mean, it is going to be so freaking awesome. It's going to set you up for 2022 so well. So go ahead, click the link, request access, and we'll let you in before the challenge starts. Okay, so it's not opening up until mid to late January, but this will ensure that you are in there when we start, and it's going to be so freaking good. All right, now it's time to get into the nitty-gritty. So buckle up and let's dive in.
I overthink, I overshare, and I overanalyze. So come explore with me as I chat about business, life, and relationships all through the lens of an anxious creative.
When a client stops seeing you, it's hard not to take it personally or fear that you did something wrong. And I don't want you to stress out about this as much as I used to. So here are the five reasons that clients might leave you that actually have nothing to do with you. Yep, that's right. So number one, their budget has changed. I mean, money is already a really hard thing to talk about it. We know, as service providers, right? We don't even like telling people when our prices are going up, and we avoid the conversation at all costs, and we send out a little email and hope that they see it and never bring it up. Money's tough. And for our clients, if their budget has changed, I mean, with this last couple of years, people have lost jobs, you know, all sorts of things have happened. People have babies, they moved, things change. And it's hard to tell someone that your budget's changed or you've had to shift around your money. Oftentimes people have to reevaluate their spending, and that may mean cutting out our services or finding a new place. And I mean, it's hard, and it's likely something that your clients aren't going to tell you when their budgets change, because it's an uncomfortable conversation. So I want you to know that if a client stops coming to see you, I mean, I can't even count the amount of times that it's like, oh yeah, I haven't seen that person in a while. I wonder what happened to them. And like, should I reach out to them? And now this feels weird and it's so uncomfortable. And I just want you to know that like, it's not about you. These 5 points we're going to go over, I mean, and we're on number one, it's not about you. And it's so hard not to take things personally. Let's talk about this for a second. If you didn't know already, I was recently diagnosed with ADHD. And one of the parts of ADHD that I've learned about is like taking things very personally. And it's a really interesting thing when we take things personally, because we assume it's about us. And because a lot of times we find our worth and our value in the happiness of others, or how other people can let us know. I mean, how other people, what's the word I'm looking for? how other people tell us, affirm us. That's the word I'm looking for, affirmation. And when someone stops coming, that affirmation isn't there. And then it's like, what did I do wrong? And we default to thinking that we're at fault or we did something or we're to blame. And I want to like shift this mindset a little bit, because when I was 18 and like first out of home, and I remember driving my car with a friend, because that's what we did, is we drove around. And she said to me, being insecure is one of the most selfish things you can be. And it hit me hard, and I did not like that. I was like, excuse me, being insecure? And she's like, because you assume that everyone's thinking about you or that it's all about you. And I was like, it was a mind-blowing moment. We assume that everything's always about us. And it makes sense, because we're living our lives from the lens of our own body, right? We're looking out from ourselves to the world. But I want you to remember, like, especially with this number one, with their budgets changed, it's not about you. And likely they could be really bummed that they can't come see you anymore. And they don't want to say, I can't afford you, or you're too expensive, right? These are likely clients who understand your worth and believe your worth, but don't have the budget for it. And like I said, money's a really hard thing to talk about, and it can be super uncomfortable. And then it's just easier to not say anything. So that's number one of the reasons that your clients may leave you that has nothing to do with you. Okay, on to number two. I hope you're liking this. I mean, if you enjoy this podcast episode, shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I would love to hear your feedback and just get to connect with you more. Number two, their schedule has changed. You know, work, they might get a promote, they might have got a new job, they might have got a promotion, they might have, you know, if they had a child, or they might have gotten like a new hobby, like different things can take up and change their schedule. And here's the thing, is I want you, this is like the people pleaser in me, is like, I used to want to shift and bend my schedule to make it work for everyone. But a lot of people, and this is the great thing, is like a lot of clients who respect your boundaries and see your schedule for what it is, they won't ask you to work outside of it, which is a really amazing and respectful thing, right? And it's funny, it's like those people who don't respect that and push up against it, we're frustrated at them for like, how dare they ask me to work on my day off? But then the clients who respect it, but maybe their schedule changed and they can't come anymore, you don't hear from them and you go, oh my gosh, I thought they loved me, but why aren't they coming anymore? And it's like, they do love you and they respect you, and that's why they can't come anymore, because they would never dare ask you to work outside of your schedule. And so they maybe have, maybe it's for a season, maybe it's for forever, maybe it's just for a time that they can't come because they know what your schedule is and it doesn't work with their life currently. So you can kind of see how these points are like these, you may lose clients that you're like, but I love them so much and they seem to always be happy. And we always like go, I mean, from a hairstylist perspective, I always went to like, I did something wrong to their hair or did I say something? But this might come, these people might be leaving coming from a deep respect for you, and they would never dare ask for, you know, a discount or you to work outside of your hours. They have so much respect for you, which is what you want. And it's such a cool thing. And kind of like, I hope this is like kind of like a mind-blowing moment of like, these people respect you so much that they would never ask anything, but they might feel embarrassed or don't want to have the conversation of like, oh, I feel bummed that I can't come anymore. So number two is that their schedule has changed and they may be missing you just as much as you're missing them. Know that. It's tough. Okay, on to number three. Convenience. This is huge. I mean, this is a big one for me. I am all about convenience. I am someone, if you've been around long enough, you know, I am a lazy. I love things to be convenient. And if something's too far out of the way, I won't go. And so maybe your client recently moved. I mean, when people go, especially in bigger cities, people go from living inner city to buying a home in the burbs, and it might be a little bit harder. Or they changed jobs and maybe they came and saw you because they worked right close to where you worked. Even if they didn't leave town, if all of a sudden it's not as convenient for them, they may need to find somewhere closer. And once again, this has nothing to do with service, but also the convenience thing is like, convenience is huge. I mean, I'll also go way out of my way to go somewhere that I really, really value. And so baking in one thing to kind of like keep people from this one is making the service so good that it's worth going out of their way. But know that some people just might, like once again, with lifestyle, it just might not work. It just might not be convenient or plausible for them. And that's okay. And this is one that I find a lot of clients leave for a time And then when you're delivering really good service and really good experience and really good care, and you have something that makes you stand out from the rest, they may go somewhere else for a while when they need the convenience, but they will always come back for that kick-ass service. So this is where to really kick it up a notch and not lose people to convenience, although this has nothing to do with you, but if you go above and beyond, you will have people come back to you. I've had people when, you know, I moved in 2014 to a new city, 6 hours away from the city I was in, 6 hour drive away from the city that I was in. And from not all my clients came for a time for that first year. Quite a few came, drove 6 hours, found a way to come, found multiple reasons to come to this city. But from time to time, I hear from clients now being like, obviously I don't do their hair all the time, but they're like, hey, I'm coming to Calgary, can you do my hair? Because you deliver that exceptional service. Okay, on to number 4, priorities shift. Their car broke down. Maybe they need a new furnace. They want to buy a house. Maybe they just don't allot the same amount of money they used to their service. I mean, that's totally okay. I've seen clients in my 20 years in the industry go from like being a high school student to being a university student to, you know, working part-time as a server and making tips and like raking in the disposable income to getting their first career job to buying a house and having a family, and the priorities shift through that timeline, right? And the disposable income shifts, and that kind of this number one priority shift kind of ties into number one about their budget changing, their priority shift. And once again, it's not about we as service providers, and depending on the service that you deliver, me coming from a hairstylist, if you're in the beauty industry, you know, it's a luxury service. It's not a necessity to life. And I know people might fight me on that about the whole like essential workers thing. I'm not getting into that topic, but what I'm saying is like people, if they have to, like you, like in Canada, you need your furnace in the winter to keep your house warm. You could go without getting your hair cut. You could go without getting your nails done or your lashes done. And it's not, that's not to demean the service that we provide by any way, shape or form. But priorities as things life and lifestyle change do shift, and then you have to find different ways. I mean, the way I used to eat out all the time, I'd always be going to restaurants or getting takeout. And then, you know, after buying a house and getting a mortgage and having 2 dogs, going, okay, there I'm deciding I'm going to cut back. And here's the thing is people are going to pick different things. And the way people prioritize their money is totally up to them. And so even when someone says like, you're too expensive or I can't afford you, just know that what they're actually saying is I don't prioritize my money there. And that's okay. I mean, legit, there will be people who can't afford everything, right? Like I'm not discounting the fact that that exists. But you know, when like you have that client that's like, this is too expensive. And they're like, they put their Louis Vuitton bag down. Or they're like, I need my hair done, but you're too expensive because I'm going on my like sandals resort like holiday next week. And we're like, as if I'm too expensive. Like that, it's like we get frustrated and defensive, but realizing they're not saying you're too expensive and they're not saying they can't afford you. What they're saying is I don't prioritize my money for your service. And that's okay. Not everyone's going to, but that's where it comes in, is we really need to learn how to communicate our value of what we're giving. It's not just about the service, it's about the value and connecting with that. But knowing in the end that their priorities may shift and they may change the way they spend their money. So number one being the budget, like that might just be like change of income of money for them. And then the priorities is like maybe their income or their money hasn't changed, but they've moved money. Maybe they had to buy a new car. Maybe they upgraded their home. Maybe they decided they want to take an extra vacation this year. Things like that. They've moved their money around and your service that you give is no longer a priority to them. All right. Are you guys with me on this? Do you love this? I mean, I love doing these. We've got such a fantastic lineup of the next few weeks to lead you into 2022 for the best business ever. And like I was talking about before, we're going to be having that Build Your Business Bootcamp, which is going to be so freaking awesome. Make sure you go and check out the show notes and click the link to request your spot in the Facebook group, because this is going to be like nothing you've ever been a part of. We are having a 5-day bootcamp to get your business up and in the right place and everything set up, from prices to the right clients to boundaries. So much, like, we're going to cover so much ground in those 5 days. You do not want to miss out, and it's completely free. Okay, on to point number five. This is a really, really big one. One of the reasons that your clients may leave you that has nothing to do with you is trauma. When people go through trauma, losing a loved one, an accident, maybe a relationship ending, and they share it with us often, it can be really hard. And coming to see you might be a reminder of that. And I don't want to demean the really cool bond that we have. And we get to see people through the highs and lows of life, which is such an honor, I would say, to be that. But I want you to know that people process trauma in very different ways. And I've gone through we've all gone through multiple forms of trauma in our lives. And when you start to rebuild your life after trauma, sometimes there's certain places or people that remind you of that big hurt. And that might mean that you're part of that. Maybe you were such a, you know, shoulder to cry on and ear to listen to them, especially like as a service provider, we're such an impartial person to people's lives and we're a safe person to share with. But you might remind them of that time. And if they're trying to rebuild who they are after a loss or a trauma, it might mean going away from the places that remind them of things. And I'll use myself as an example here. I know many of you guys know that I went through a divorce 10 years ago. And like it's a foundational part of my life. It's something that, I mean, people don't talk about divorce a lot. And it's funny, I've had people make comments about it. And I'm like, I'm not, like, so many people sweep it under the rug and like, hush, hush, let's not talk about it. Let's pretend it never existed. And I'm like, this is a big part of my life that existed. And that why would I hide it? But I want to share, I went off on a tangent there, ADHD moment. My divorce was really hard to go through. It was, I never believed I was going to go through it. And it was incredibly difficult. And when I tried to rebuild who I am and who am I now after going through this, and what's my worldview and what do I think about things, and like everything, I basically was shattered into a million different pieces, and then I put myself back together, but you're never the same again. And I mean, I'm so thankful for what I went through, and it's made me become a better person because of it. But there are people and places that are really hard for me to visit because it reminds me of who I used to be and I'm not that person anymore. And so this trauma piece is really huge. And once again, it's nothing. I don't want you to ever think that it takes away from who you were for that person or how you were there for them. Or, you know, you might be like, I'm so confused because like, I thought we had such a connection and we walked through this, you know, hard time together for them and now they're not coming. And likely it's nothing to do with you, and it doesn't take away from how much you helped them during that, but it might just be a reminder of them of that pain. And I mean, pain is hard. Emotional, physical, mental pain is extremely hard to deal with. And oftentimes once we've healed, we want to avoid ever having to revisit that pain. So those are the five reasons why clients leave that have nothing to do with you. Their budget's changed. Their schedules may have changed, it's no longer convenient, or their priorities shifted, or they experienced trauma and they need to rebuild. I want you to know that building a clientele is not a linear process. Here's the thing, is like these things will happen. It's not like you build a clientele once and then you're done, right? It's not one and done and over with, because you will lose people for different reasons that, as I just stated, have nothing to do with you. And you want to constantly have I call it the success wheel. And you want to have a constant churning of new clients ready to come see you to replace the ones that leave. Maybe they move out of town too, right? Like that has nothing to do with you. And so if you want to learn how to consistently attract new clients, I have a client attraction playbook that's completely free. It's at dawnbradley.com/playbook. You can find it down in the show notes. Completely free, and it's going to walk you through the 7 steps of attracting the perfect clientele. So the thing is, building a clientele is one thing, but maintaining a healthy, thriving clientele is cyclical. It's not linear. And clients will come and go for many different reasons. And this is just part of the cycle. So it's important to realize that you will need to continue to attract new ideal clients at every stage of your career. And your ideal client, that perfect person for you, may change, right? Like when you have your next price increase, you likely will lose a few clients because it's no longer in their budget or it doesn't work for them, right? And so you need to be ready to have clients who are ready to see you at that price point. So I want you to hold true to your boundaries and don't overwork yourself out of fear. Know that you are amazing and you've got this. Well, friend, that's a wrap for this episode. I hope you're walking away knowing that it's okay to lose clients. And sometimes it's the best thing for both of you. And remember, better things and more clients are always on their way, especially when you have the client attraction system. And next week on the Anxious Creative Podcast, oh my goodness, we are going to talk about the 5 ways to say no to clients. I know that might make you have sweaty pits already. You're going to learn how to navigate those uncomfortable conversations when you have to say no that leaves your clients still being your biggest fans. You're not going to upset them the way I'm going to teach you. So you don't want to miss this episode. So make sure you are subscribed so you get notified. God knows I forget and I miss things all the time if I don't have a million reminders. I mean, ADHD problems. Am I right? So thank you so much for listening all the way through. You freaking rock. I love hanging out with you this way. I would love to see a picture of how you listen to the podcast. Are you on the treadmill? Are you at the gym? Are you in your car? Take a selfie. Post it on your stories and tag me at Dawn Bradley Hair or the Anxious Creative Podcast. And if you're loving this podcast and getting value out of the episodes, I would love if you would leave a review. Subscribe and leave a review. I want you to subscribe so you don't never miss an episode. And go share your takeaways and ahas with your friends and your family and anyone who you think could benefit from this. And leave a review so others that can see how listening could help them too. We're making this industry stronger together. All right. And before I go, did you know that I go live on Instagram most weekday mornings for my chat called Business Breakfast in Bedhead? I don't know if you know that, but if you didn't, I mean, hop on over, come hang out with me over on Instagram weekday mornings at around 8:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have some laughs. I keep it real and I help you grow your business and answer your questions too. So if you want to join me next time, come follow me on Instagram at Dawn Bradley Hair, and the link is in the show notes. All right, that's a wrap, friend. We'll see you next week for the 5 ways to say no to a client. Until then, take care.